The Gemara explains the Shabbos and the Mentet that Mishkan serves as the basis for Lamedes Malacha. Therefore, if something is found in the Mishkan, the Havi, the Mishkan Chashiva, Kari Le'av. And therefore, it's quite unusual for the Torah to single out a particular Malacha. And when it does, that is considered to be somewhat of a challenge. Tosfos was bothered in Shabbos in that day, but why is it that you have multiple psukim that tell us that on Shabbos there is an Isarav Totsah? The Tosfos answers the name of the Gri that must indicate that there's something somewhat deficient about Totsah. Totsah being a malacha gerua, because otherwise it wouldn't have been necessary at all for the Torah to underscore, to single out the malacha of Totsah, and therefore the fact that it does indicates that there's something different between Totsah as opposed to other malachos. And similarly, the Gemara in Shabbos and the Ayin Manalov discusses the pasuk of Lo Sevaru Eish, B'chol Moshoseichem B'yom HaShabbos, that a person is not allowed to ignite, to kindle a flame on Shabbos. And there as well, the Gemara is troubled that why is it necessary to have a separate pasuk to tell us that there's an Isser of Havara? Isn't that clear? We don't have a pasuk for Kosev or Vorer and the like. Why is it necessary to have a pasuk for Lo Sevaru Eish? So the Gemara quotes the fundamental machlokes between Rabbi Nassan and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says something that is so striking, it sounds almost somewhat ironic, that the fact that the Torah singles out Lo Sevaru Eish is the greatest indicator that it is not a malacha. Had it been a malacha, the Torah didn't have to mention anything at all. Once you go ahead, you underscore, so therefore it is more significantly kal than if the Torah simply wouldn't have mentioned it at all. And therefore, according to the view of Rabbi Yossi, Lo Sevaru Eish is a separate law, but unlike Malacha on Shabbos, there's no Kare, there's no Skila, there's no Chatos. That is what the Gemara calls Havara L'Lav Yatos. It's simply considered to be a law. It is not a Malacha. Rav Nosson disagrees and maintains as follows. It is considered to be part of Lamedes Malacha. If that's true, why does the Torah single this out? Rabbi Nosson argues by example, because the Gemara in Shabbos and the Ayin is bothered by the following. We have a concept on Shabbos of chiluk malach. If a person, for example, the shogeg, would violate several different malachos, he's chayiv a separate korban chatas for each and every malacha. A person who violates borer and kosev and tochein and ma'amer and the like, every malacha generates its own chiyuv. Why exactly should that be true? After all, let's assume, for example, a person eats the shogeg many, many different kazeisin of chaylev. He's only chayev once. It's the same issa. So therefore, violating the same issa repeatedly is not necessarily going to gender a new chiyuv chata. So why is that true when it comes to Shabbos? After all, isn't there one issa of losasa chomalacha? And true, there are many different opportunities, many different examples of malacha. But why is it that you're chayiv independently? So that must require some drasha, some gzeiras hakosos, the concept of chiluk malacha. So Rabbi Nosson says that this pasuk of Lo Sevaru Eish, havara is lechalek yasa. Just like the Torah singles out one of the avos malachos by example, lamed al hakal kuli yasa, that this is true of each and every one of the lamedes malachos. So why is it the Torah mentions Lo Sevaru Eish? According to Rabbi Nosson, it tells us the chiddush of chiluk malachos. According to Rabbi Yossi, it tells us that Lo Sevaru Eish is not a malacha at all, but rather it is simply considered to be an isra lav. That is the critical machlokas, whether Havari is a lav yatsas or whether Havari is lechalek yatsas. The Gemara raises this issue. Do you mean to say that Rabbi Yossi denies the concept of chiluk malachos? Do you really mean to argue that if you violate multiple malachos, you only have a single chatas? The Gemara says no, absolutely not. Everyone agrees that there is a concept of chiluk malachos on Shabbos. Just take the question, what is its source? According to Rabbi Nosson, so it's havara is b'chalik yatsas. According to Rabbi Yossi, you have to quote another possibility. For example, In the very beginning of Chumash Vayikra, the pasuk says, achas meheina. Sometimes a person is chayav achas, but sometimes you can be chayav heina. Sometimes you can be chayav multiple chatos, where otherwise the person may have thought you only chayav one. So that drasha of heina, that's the source, according to Rabbi Yossi, of chiluv malachos. Shmuel quotes a different possibility. Mechalel motimas, the Torah stuff. But there can be multiple chiyuvim for various malachos on Shabbos. So everyone agrees that there's a concept of chiluk malachos, but three different days, the Gemara and Shabbos, Nevi'im, exactly what is its source. So this is a fundamental malachos. Rav Nachman, Rav Yose, Havara, Lav Yose, Havara, Lechalek Yose. So if I were to ask you, what exactly is the difference between Rav Nachman and Rav Yose, you tell me there's a fundamental difference. A person goes there and violates that issue of Savaroesh. What is the chiyuv? According to Rabbi Yossi, it's just a lav. According to Rabbi Nachman, your chayiv skila, your chayiv courage, your chayiv chatos. That in and of itself is a huge difference, and we could end there. But what's fascinating is when you look throughout the Gemara in Rishonim, there's a whole world, this machlokas, Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Yossi, beyond the more technical issue of what exactly is the homish for lo savaroish, whether it's just a lav or whether it's an iser sheyeshvo scheme. Now, the Gemara Mesachim in Daf Hey discusses the following, that when it comes to biur chametz, the Torah tells us, ach biyom harishon tashvisim. Ach biyom harishon tashvisim. What does biyom harishon mean? It could mean the first day of Pesach. We know that's not true. We know Yom Harishon means the day prior to Pesach. Erev Pesach is when you engage in Bir Chametz. But the Gemara discusses at great length, how do you know that that's true? Maybe Ach Yom Harishon means on the first day of Pesach, that is when you engage in Bir Chametz. So the Gemara comments, on the very bottom of the famous base, the top of Eimer Aleph, the top of the famous base, that Rabbi Akiva puts forth the following argument. How can that be? No? After all, Tashmisu, Bir Chametz, requires that you have to burn the Chametz. So it means on the first day of Yontif. On the first day of Yontif, you're going to burn Chametz. How can you do that? Matzino Havara, she av malacha. Havara is considered to be forbidden. So it cannot be that the Torah is insisting that you do this on the first day of Pesach. It must be that Tashmisu is on Erev Pesach, on the first day of Pesach. That's the argument of Rabbi Akiva, that it's impossible to sum Pesach because Bir Chametz is only the Yisrecha, and that cannot be done on the first day of Pesach. So the Gemara tells us that you see three great Chidushim Midaraisa based on the simple argument of Rabbi Akiva. Shema Minam Midar Rabbi Akiva. Number one, as you see, that Rabbi Akiva follows the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that ain bir chametz, elav esreifa, that tashvisu means you have to burn the chametz. Because according to the chametz, that's not true. Hashpasa is b'chol dover. You can get rid of your chametz in other ways as well. So it doesn't have to be done specifically ayin esreifa. So if Rabbi Akiva says there's a clash because biur is necessary, but you're not allowed to burn, obviously, that ain bir chametz, elav esreifa, because otherwise just get rid of it in another shape or form. So number one, good. Matzino havara she'i av malach. Okay. A further point is, you know, there is a sugyan beit adaf yin beis malach, which is called mitoch. Mitoch. Great chiddush. A new first separate shir that just as malach is mutter for the purpose of ochel nefesh, mitoch shavut for the tzarech, uchrami, shalom l'tzarech. Malach is ochel nefesh shall be mutter for other purposes as well. It also says it has to be a tzorech, but it doesn't have to be a tzorech of ochel nefesh. So, isn't this a tzorech? The mitzvah of bir chametz, isn't that a tzorech? So maybe just like the purpose of ochel nefesh, there's an allowance to go ahead and to engage in this malacha. Why isn't the same thing sure when it comes to bir chametz? So the Gemara is, you're right, that Rabbi Kiva denies that principle of mitoch, only ochel nefesh, nothing more, nothing less. So we see, according to Rabbi Akiva, in bir chametz l'v'seifa, good. You see, according to Rabbi Akiva as well, that we don't apply the principle you told Shot to the Torah Chotunami Shalom. Then the Gemara mentions a third point that you derive from Rabbi Akiva, and that is that Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Nachman, that Havari is Lechalekit. Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Nachman against Rabbi Yitzchak. Tosus is father there. It's how Tosus himself in the family base. Where do you see that? Where do you see that at all? Both Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Yossi agree it's Asa. It's Asa. It's just a question, is it an Israel or is it an Israel? There's Kari, Skil, and Chatos, but everybody agrees that it's Asa. So where do you see from Rabbi Akiva's argument that he sides with Rabbi Nachman? Rabbi Akiva just simply apparently said that, look, how can you argue that Bir Chometz, meaning Sreifa, is performed on the first day of Pesach? You're not allowed to do this. Why is that a machlokas between Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Yossi? Seemingly, everyone argues that you're not allowed to do it. It's just a question, right, of whether it's an Isra Lav or whether potentially it's a Lav, Shesh Boskima. But when you see that Rabbi Akiva has to side with either Rabbi Nachman or Rabbi Yossi, so that's the difficulty. Again, Rabbi Akiva says that you're not allowed to be Sore of Chometz on Pesach. The Gemara says, oh, you see he holds like Rabbi Nachman. Or do you see that he holds like Rabbi Nachman? But Tosos has two possibilities. One possibility of Tosos is you're right. The argument of Rabbi Akiva can be both according to Rabbi Nachman and according to Rabbi Yossi. But you know what the deal with the Gemara is? The phraseology of Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva just simply said that Yom HaRishon cannot mean the first day of Pesach because it is usher to be Sorei Chometz on the first day of Pesach. You're right. That could be both according to Rabbi Nachman and according to Rabbi Yossi. But that was not the phrase that Rabbi Akiva employed. Rabbi Akiva said, that cannot be. Why? Because Matsinu Havara, she Av Malacha. Look, in the course of the discussion, Rabbi Akiva called it an Av Malacha. It's only an Av Malacha, according to Rabbi Nosson, it's not according to Rabbi Yossi. If Rabbi Akiva would have just phrased it differently, we wouldn't have said so. But what we heard what he said. He said, you cannot be Sore Chometz and Pesach because Havara is one Balamat as Malacha. Okay, that means he holds like Rabbi Yossi. So according to that view of Tosus, it's not the argument of Rabbi Akiva, but rather simply, more incidentally, his phrase indicated that he holds like Rabbi. Okay? Tosus then writes a second possibility. This is Tosus and Beit and Daf Chof Gimel, and this is Yerushalayim. Shabbat. Is there an Isra of Los Tavar Leish? Is there an Isra of Yantif? On Shabbat, the Torah absolutely is. Does this apply to Yantif? Oh, wait. You know, many things are written on Shabbat. How do we know they'd apply in Yantif? Well, the answer is as follows. The Isuri Malacha, with the exception of Ochel Nefesh, right, are the same on Shabbat as they are on Yantif. So if something is an Isra Malacha, so it applies on Shabbat, on Yom Kippur, on Yantif. But you know what? If the Torah has something which is not in Isra Malacha, not in Isra Malacha, and the Torah says that this is forbidden on Shabbat, how do you know that this applies to Yantif? Maybe it is uniquely true when it comes to Shabbat. Maybe it doesn't apply when it comes to cases of Yantif. That is the Chiddush of Tosfos. How do you know that this Pasuk of Los Tavar Leish is applicable on Yantif? So you know what Yerushalmi writes? A very great Chiddush. Yerushalmi maintains that whether or not Los Tavar Leish applies on Yantif is dependent on Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Yossi. If you hold like Rabbi Nachman, it's one of the Malacha applies on Yantif. If you're going to tell me this is not the Malacha, had it been a Malacha, the Torah would not have had to mention Los Tavar Leish. The fact that the Torah underscores it indicates there's a separate Isser. How do you know that separate Isser of Yom HaShabbos, maybe the Shabbos in the Yantif, and therefore it doesn't apply at all on Yantif? That's the Shita of Yerushalmi. That's a fascinating deal. Is there a Malacha, Los Tavar Leish, when it comes to Yantif? If there is, that would mean the only heter would be Ochel Nefesh or Mitoch. If there isn't, you could do it for any tzoreich at all. Yerushalmi raises issue. Can a person go ahead and light a ner shel batel? You go ahead and light a ner shel batel that you're not physically deriving any benefit from. Is it mutter? Is it aser? If you're going to argue the Heter is only Malachas HaKol Nefesh and Mitos, then no. If you're not, the sister doesn't exist in Yom Sefer. Absolutely, yes. A fascinating deal. And the minute of lighting a yard site candle, on Yom Sefer. If there's no Isser Los of Roesh, 100% Mutter. If there is an Isser, but it's covered by HaKol Nefesh or Mitos, you know, that's a fascinating deal. Is that called Mitos? A minute of having a candle which is burning, is that really considered to be a sufficient tzorech min ha-torah to live with otherwise would be in Isser Malacha? That's the same for a separate shear. What is the definition of tzorech? What is the definition of tzorech? You know, Shagatani, right? As an example, who says you can carry your lulav tushul unsukkot? What do you have to carry the tushul or not? You can't be out there at home. No? You pick it up, you're out there. But you want to go to shul for what? Hoshanos. Is the Hoshanos, is that called the Tzorech Midaraisa? To lift Isser up of Tzorech? Shita v'shagazari. We usually question, can you bring Lula back? You're carrying Lula back for what Tzorech? For what Tzorech? No? Because you want to make sure that it's intact for tomorrow? No. Is that so obviously a legitimate Tzorech to allow an Isser of Tzorech? Because we assume, so you made it off your base, that Tzorech exists. Even on Yom Tov as well, it's just covered by Ochel Nefesh and Mitos. If a person were to carry something for no reason whatsoever on Yom Tov, that would be an Issa D'Arisa. That's what Tosa says. And based on Daf Yom Tov, we'll be awesome. Well, what's the Heter? There is an Issa of Hotzah, but there's a Heter of Ochel Nefesh, a Heter of Mitos. There's even one day in Tosa, the day in Shita Kavetz, it sounds so striking, that is there a takana of Erev in Anyan? So every takana of the Rabbanu is with Tzorech. So on Shabbos, there's a massive Tzorech, no? Because life could be very difficult, right, without an Erev. Okay? What's the Tzorech of an Erev in Anyan? Now, if it's for the purpose of Ochel Nefesh, it's Mutter. If it's covered by Mitos, it's Mutter. So you can argue that, no, there's an institution of Erev and Yom Tov to cover Hotzah Shulol B'Tzorech. Is there such a takana? Today is in Shidim HaKobetzeth. That's very, very striking. Well, that would mean that, according to Shagasai, even with an Erev, you can't carry a little answer to Shul. No, because what's the Tzorech? We don't all like that Chiddush of Shagasai, but it's a very interesting Ha'ara. How do you define cases of Tzorech? So is there an Isser of Osavar Oesh, but it's much of the Torah, or do we still know Isser whatsoever? Oh, that's also sad. It depends on Rabbi Nassim, Rabbi Yosef. If it's a Malacha on Shabbos, it applies any other. If it's not a Malacha on Shabbos, it doesn't apply any other. That was the Raya regarding the Sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Not the phrase of Rabbi Akiva. It's the argument of Rabbi Akiva. If Rabbi Akiva says that there's an Isser of burning an object on Yom Tov, clearly you see that he holds like Rabbi Yossi, because according to the view of Rabbi Yossi, there's no Isser whatsoever. So, number one, the starting point. Machlokas Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi is on Shabbos. What is the onesh los of our age? Is it Karis Kilakata, or is it not true? That's the Nafkamina. But no, a corollary, is there an Isser of los of our age on Yom Tov? According to Rabbi Yossi, yes. Those are sites according to Rabbi Yossi. Cranch of the Yotzin. Good? Okay. Let's assume there is an Isser of Aroesh and Yom Tov. What's the view of Rav Rishon? Even according to Rabbi Yotzin. Even if it's an Isser Lav on Shabbos, but that Isser exists on Yom Tov. So how else can you understand that Gemara? I'm talking about, say, the Raya according to Rabbi Akiva. So, Rabbi Nachman will write something amazing. It's so brief, it's so concise. But Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Nachman says the following, within the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, look, the Torah cannot mean the first day of Pesach, because you're not allowed to burn chametz the first day of Pesach. The Gemara says, that means the old Rabbi Nachman, not Rabbi Akiva. What's the right? Everybody agrees with us. So where do you see he sides with one and not the other? Rabbi Nachman writes, very, very brief. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, Esse Dochalosat. The mitzvah of Bir Chomet would be Doch of Yisrael's Tavar Oesh. That's what he mutter. The fact that it is not mutter means he holds like Rabbi Nasa. That's it. That's Rabbi Nachman Nasa. How do you know that he holds like Rabbi Nasa? Because he doesn't apply the principle of Etzei Lecholos. That's it. What does that mean? What does that mean? That according to the Rabbi Yossi, you should apply the principle of Etzei Lecholos. But Rabbi Kiva does it. He says, you can't do it. Oh, the fact that he can't do it, the fact that he don't apply, as the Chalos say, is a clear indicator he holds by Rabbi Nas. What exactly does Rabbi Chalos mean? Well, you know, what would first come to mind, which is absolutely wrong, is as follows. You know, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's a law. So if something is a law, you can say, yes, the Chalos say, good. According to Rabbi Nas, it's a lav sheish bokaris, ilachata. You don't apply esed ochalosase to a lav that has kares, gila, ilachata. Two brothers married two sisters. Let the mitzvah be vidocha, the mitzvah of erva, of alfotisha. No. But we don't allow a mitzvah to vidocha arayim, the mitzvah sheish bokaris. So according to Rabbi Yossi, it's a lav esed ochalosase. Oh, according to Rabbi Nassan, it's such an Yisr Chomor, there's no Esed Ochalosase. That's wrong. That's just wrong. No, because you're right, there is a machlokas, Rabbi Nassan, Rabbi Yose, about whether there is Kari for those of Aroesh. But that is only, obviously, only on Shabbos. On Shabbos. On Yantiv, there's no Kari. There's no Chatas. There's no Skila. Kari is allowed. But Yantiv is allowed. No Kari. No, Yantiv. Malach is an itzalav. That's a machlokas. That's not a machlokas. Kari, skila chatas is only on Shabbos. On Yom Tov, it's simply an itzalav. Why in the world should one argue that whether you can apply on Yom Tov, that's the chalosos, that depends on us, not the else. There's nothing more than a law. Furthermore, I'll raise the following question. The possibility of the chalosos on Yom Tov. Do we allow Esed Ochalosos and Yantiv? Like this is Rabbi Nachman. No. The Gemara has this. Now, the Gemara in Shabbos Choftal, the Rabbi Chedachet, can you ever apply Esed Ochalosos and Yantiv? The Gemara says no. Because Malach and Yantiv is allowed, but also an Esed. Also an Esed. Shabbos, Tishbos, Shmartim et HaShabbos. Malach and Shabbos is also an essay. Malach and Yantiv is also an essay. And therefore, what about the principle of Ein essay? So chalos, essay, essay. The Gemara of Shabbos, Chof Dalit, Sreifas Kutchim, Sreifas Kutchim. Are you allowed to be served Kutchim? Right? On Yantiv, Rashi says, of course not. Because Ein essay, so chalos, essay, essay. You can, you can. What are you talking about on Yom Tov and Esed Ochalosase? Right? Number one, on Yom Tov it's love and an Esed, and Esed Ochalosase Esed. Number two, what in the world does this have to do with Rabbi Nassim and Rabbi Yom? Very difficult way to talk. I will tell you, I think the dear Rabbi Nachanano really is as well. This is kind of a known Gemara. It's the beginning of almost every Rabbi Nachanano and Aleph. The Gemara raises the problem. As you know, a parent tells a child, if the parent tells the child, so it's a Kohen, go stroll through the basic court. Right? So that's the famous Gemara Yibam. Maybe you would think that, yeah, you should listen to the parent. The parent says, Bimachal Shabbos, Bimachal Shabbos. No. Kavne Sadiqa Ves Yimecha. Acha Shabso Saitishmaru. The Torah goes out of its way and says, absolutely not. Kibbutz Ayyamim is not going to trump Chilul Shabbos. It's not going to trump Chilul Shabbos. So the parent says, no. Right? This is what I want you to do. The parent says, I cannot go into this. You know, the Rashba is bothered. What did the father say? No, Bima Chilul Shabbos. Is that really Kibbutz Ayyamim? Bima Chilul Shabbos. That's Kibbutz Ayyamim. The Rashba says, that can't be the case in the Gemara. It means the following. The father says, I'm hungry, I'm starving, I need something to eat, I need something to drink. And I look around, and the only way I can access the food is if I'm a Kohen by going through a Beis Mikvaros, or by doing some type of malacha. There is no prepared food. I can go out to the tree and pick a fruit. But then the Rosh writes the case in the Gemara. Not that the parents said, be mechal Shabbos. Why is it even called Kibra Ve'im? When the father just simply says, be mechal Shabbos. No. You're obligated to provide certain services. That type of Kibra Ve'im, maybe one would think, could be Doche Yisurian. The Gemara says that, no, that's the book. So the Gemara is very bottom. We just got through saying that an essay cannot be Doche Lav Sheish Bokai. So what do you mean? You're really saying that Kibra Ve'im could be Doche Shabbos? Kibra Ve'im is a mitzvah system. And Shabbos is a chiv skim. And you would really think that in the course of Kibra Ve'im, first thing, Machal Shabbos? And the only reason no is because there's a pasuk of Achen Shabsosei Tishmaru and a drush of Kuchem Chayav Mechpovi. It's obvious. It's self-evident that that cannot be true. No. What do you need any drush? That's the kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara you almost have the base. Oh, no, the answer is the home. You're right. You're right. If a parent were going to tell you that which requires absolute chil Shabbos, kosei, borei, tochei, kosei, you don't need a pasuk. It's obvious that kibra ve'ein cannot be doche. Cannot be doche. Alav sheish bokaris. That's obvious. That's obvious. But you know what? There's certain isurei Shabbos that don't have karis. That don't have chatos. Don't have a chiyuv skin. Mechamet. Bleeding an animal. It's a lavan shot. Maybe shvisas avadim, shvisas behemtum, tchumim, according to Rabbi Akiva, shvisas kelim, according to Beis Shammai. So there's a whole scope of Yisurei Shabbos that are not Yisurei Malacha. That's what the Gemara says. Let's say I'm obligated to engage in kibbut aveh, but it means violating one of those Yisurei Shabbos, which is not an Yisurei Malacha, which is not an Yisurei Malacha. It's just a love. Ooh, so maybe then, Yochai Yishmano, as he does not say. For that, the Gemara says, there's a pasuk of Kulchem Chayovim Yechodim. That famous Gemara that everyone knows. The parent tells you to Machal Shabbat. Maybe you would think, you listen to them. No, the pasuk says, no, that's a very technical case. That's clearly referring to a case where it's not one of the Malachim. If it's a Malachim, it's obvious. It's obvious that you don't do so. But you don't need a pasuk for that. That's self-evident. Okay? The philosophy is followed by the following question. Good. All those other cases, let's say Muhammad. It's not a malacha. Good, it's not a malacha, but isn't there an essay? Isn't there an essay? Shabbat, Sam, Tishvot, Tishvatim, and Tashabbat, isn't there an essay? So, even though there's no kare, but ain't essay, go chalosa, say the essay. So still you shouldn't need a pasuk. You're right, it's not an issur kare, but it's a lav and an essay. And still, and as we do, Chalosa say that, say, the Kasha. So the Rashba answered, you've almost done for the Yisod, that I think is critical. A theme for another shir, but what exactly is covered by the essay of Shabbat? What's included in the Lav? I know, Lamites Malach. What's included in the essay of Tishvos, Shabbos, Shmartim, Esa Shabbat? What is included in the essay? So the Rashba writes, there are many days in Rishonim, I would say just 5 days in Rishonim, but the Rashba writes, the essay only covers Lamites Malach. The essay of Shabbos is a perfect overlap of Lamites Malach. Just like the Lav of Osasach HaMalach is Lamites Malach, the essay applies to nothing more, nothing less than the losses. So Shabbosom, Tishvo, Sushmartam, Esa Shabbos. Because the Torah constantly tells us you have to be Shomer Shabbos, not just a law, but also an essay. What is the scope of the essay? The Rashba writes, Yivamo Salvav, the essay applies to the very exact, the same domain as the law. That I will tell you is the sheet of Rabbi Yechon. Sounds like the Rashba Yivamo Salvav. I will tell you this. Bir Chometz involves Lo Sevar Oish. Lo Sevar Oish. Could one possibly argue that the mitzvah of Bir Chometz should be Doche Nitz for Lo Sevar Oish? I would argue as follows, it depends. If it's just a lav, then yes, I said okolosis. If it's a malacha, then there's a lav and an essay. Yeah. So, anyantit, books of our relations also, but what is it? Is it a lav? Or is it a lav and an essay? That, according to Rashba, should depend on Rabbi Nassan and Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Nassan, that it's a malacha on Shabbos. On Shabbos, Yechayev Kari, Skila Chatas, Anyantis, it's a lav and an essay. According to Rabbi Yossi, that on Shabbos it's only a lav, but there's no essay. So just like they argue on Shabbos, whether it's Kari, Skila Chatas, there's a corollary machloket. And Yantif, is it just a lav, or is it a lav and an essay? So my nafkamina, the principle of essay b'chalosos. According to Rabbi Yossi, you can apply essay b'chalosos. The mitzvah tashbizu should be doche d'etra lav. According to Rabbi Yossi, not because of karis. There's no karis in Yantif. Because ein essay b'chalosos. The essay is a pretty fascinating possibility. Now, a nafkamina between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi and Yantif, even both of our issues also, is it just a lav or is it an essay? The fact that Rabbi Yekiva does not allow for us to close the say is a giveaway that he holds like the view of Rabbi Nassim. That's the main finish. I'll tell you something also which I think is striking. So this is an Avnei Nezer and Yishim Mamechet. You know, both of our wish. Well, we talk like Rabbi Nassim, it's a lav. Sheish Bokari Ski Lechatis is one of the Lamentas Malacha. One of the Lamentas Malacha. You know, all of the Lamentas Malacha, they're Avos Malacha, they're Avos. But we also have Toldos. We also have Toldos, also. No? Vida Tariavos, Michal Vika Toldos. No, they're Toldos in Shav, they're Toldos in Ezekiel, and Toldos in Tumah. They're Avos and they're Toldos, not Avos and Toldos. What would an example of a Toldo be of those Savaroish? Not so clear. I go ahead and I ignite a fire. That's an avalach. What's a tolda? What's a tolda of those sevarways? A little bit unclear. Right? The Rambam seems to say, Perek Yudbeis Yabuch HaShabbos, let's say adding shemen. The Gemara has a bait, so that's us. You have a pre-existing flame, and you just add oil. The Rambam indicates that's only a tolda. You're not causing the combustion, you're not creating yesh and yayin of flame, most of our age, but you're prolonging it. It is burning. The Rambam seems to say that's the film. What the Rambam is the following Kiddush? The Chamim is Hambarazim. You take the metal, and you heat the metal up. Now it's red hot. That's awesome. That's called most of our age. The Rambam writes that's a Tolbah. Not an Av. The Athenezer writes that the av malach of those sevaroish is when something like combusts. Now you burn something and the object is destroyed in the process. When you have iron ore and you heat it up, it gets very, very hot. You're right, it's much more malleable, more flexible, cool down. Back to where we were before. Now, so that's only a tolda. Typical burning means that the burning destroys the dabar hamizbaer. Here, dabar hamizbaer. No, this is. It's elevated to a very hot temperature, but there is no element of such destruction. Oh, that the Rambam says is only a tolda. I'll just raise a fascinating issue. This will be amazing. According to Rabbi Yossi, are there tolda, both of our age? According to Rabbi Nassan, it's one of those malachos. If they're almost, they're tolda. If they're almost, they're tolda. According to Rabbi Yossi, this is not a malacha. This is only an istalav. Like tumim, or mechamer, or shvisas avadim, shvisas behemta. I ask you, what's a tolda of shvisas avadim? You kind of look at me like, well, strange. No, it's not a malacha. Where do you see that they're tolda? They're tolda for the malachos of Shabbos. Even that's a pasuk. But where do you see that they're tolda? What's a tolda of tumim? No, what's a tolda of shvisas kelim, according to Beis Shammai? It's a Toldah of Muhammad. Who says that Toldah at all? That's like unbelievable. Avinezer suggests that according to Rabbi Yossi, there wouldn't be Toldah. That's like unbelievable. Now they're arguing, according to Rabbi Nassan, they're Toldah and you're Chayv Skiva for Toldah. Well, And according to Rabbi Yossi, Mutter Minotor, worlds apart. Now, that's a question whether indeed that's true. You know, maybe one could have argued it's not true. There is a Shagas Ayin Aleph that it's not true. I mean, Chassidim of the Mizrahi study says that it's not true. That's what Rabbi Eliezer suggests. Why would you say that's not true? The Shagas Ayin Aleph are a fascinating distinction. What's the starting point and what's the pasuk doing? Let's say when it comes to Talmud, when it comes to Shisa Talmud, the starting point is I would have thought those things are mutter. Pasuk goes out of its way and says these things are us. Okay. What about when it comes to those Tavarwesh according to Adiyot? Is it the same? I would have said that it's mutter, and the pasuk tells you this is us, and maybe one could have argued the exact opposite. If I wouldn't have had a pasuk, I would have said, it's a malacha, and you're chayef skila. The pasuk of Osvarish, according to Rabbi Yossi, does not create this, or it reduces this. The starting point is that this should be a malacha. So Rabbi Yossi maybe argues, despite the fact that really it is indeed a malacha, the Torah reduces the onesh. If that's true, if the gzeres ha-kosov is reduction, maybe one could argue that, aside from the onesh, it does have the properties or the characteristics of a malacha. Maybe there aren't all of those. But one could disagree. There is a right to look. If all it is an Israel, and it is not that which has schema, how do you know that that's all of it? That's all of it in such a case. This is fascinating. That one of the things that we derive from Malachas HaMishkan, is the basis of Malachas Nafasim Achlok. There's much more to it between Rabbi Nosson and Rabbi Yos. I'll tell you, there's a beautiful comment, the Ramban, Parshas Vayakel, it's found in Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Chaf Aled, where the Ramban writes, when it comes to Malachas HaMishkan, the Torah describes those who participated as being nedivli. They had a gracious, a generous spirit, and also nisa'olibo. These were people who were inspired, people who were inspired. The Ramban raises just a simple question. Where do you see that that's true? If the Torah says it's true, it's true. But is there any indicator that it's true? You know, sometimes people can give begrudgingly. No, you have an appeal. You know, not everyone is inspired. Not everyone is so motivated. Now, sometimes you can kind of have a little bit of the peer pressure. But okay, so, you know, people can do. But how do you know that they were characterized as Nesiyo Salev, Nedivo Salev? Where do you see this is true? Tom Bondi is something which I think is striking, but I think it's the Musar Hask. You know, there's a need. Mostly Mikdash Shachanti B'Socha. You know, the call goes out. You know, that who can help participate in this mission? You know, you would think that who would come forward? You know, you have a craftsman, you have an artisan, you have a person who's trained in this task. Okay, I understand. You know, imagine you're building whatever project. And you have to hire, you know, a contractor, a project manager, a team. You know, you ask for a resume, you ask for references, you ask for a job description. You need a person comes forward and says that I have no training, I have no references, I have no education, I've never done this before. You probably kind of bounce them. No, well, why would they be the candidate? The Ramban makes the following ha'ara that that's what Klal Yisrael was. They were not artisans. They were not craftsmen. They were avodim, who engaged for generations and generations in avodas marach. Now their job was making mortar and bricks, right, and tilling the soil and working the field. And all of a sudden, the word goes out, we need someone to build a Mishkan Hashem, a chabur of a sifaya. Everyone had every excuse to say, this is not my strength. This is not my training. And the Ramban writes so amazingly that everyone responded. How do you account for that? Now, that a person came forward to do that which was beyond their reach, beyond their expertise, something they were not trained in any shape or form. There's only one answer to the Ramban, right? So Pasuk, he says, in Divrei Amidei, Pasuk Yizayin, V'yigba libo v'darchei Hashem. V'yigba libo. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that I can, then I must. Now, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu said yes, the answer is, you do. And the fact that you have every excuse not to participate is irrelevant, is absolutely irrelevant. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Zosli Mikdash, and he turns to Klal Yisrael, the answer is that we're here. And when a person responds in that way, there's also the Ramban writes to incredible siyata d'shmaya, that avadim can build a mishkan l'chabar l'sefarim, even though that rationally it was something that was absolutely, absolutely beyond their reach. Well, because, siyata d'shmaya is dependent on a person's earnest effort. We never focus on the result, on the tzotzah. It's all beyond Hashem. But if a person is willing to come forward in an earnest and sincere fashion, so it will be zochet to success, which is beyond his reach. But that's the greatest indicator, the Ramban writes, of Zibo Saleh, the Sio Saleh. So the answer is yes, to something that's kind of beyond what typically would be their job description. And that's something that's amazing. We judge the Dibo Saleh not by bottom line. Rashi writes that the most precious of the Kelim, eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi writes that Chaviv and Olai Min Hakol, regarding the Kiyur, no? The Kiyur was made out of the Choshes. It was not made out of Avnei Shoam and Avnei Miluim and Zov and Kesef. Right? In terms of its value, its monetary value, it was worth the least of any of the kingdoms. And yet, Rashi calls Kadosh Baruch Hu described this as being the most precious. Why? Because the collection was with the greatest amount of Mesiras Nefesh. Now, Avnei Shoam did not take much Mesiras Nefesh. This is how it was created. But the Maros HaTovot, the Rashi writes, for the women to give up that which was so precious to them. So that was an indicator of Medibo Saleh, Messiah Surat. And that was Chaviv and Alakol. There's a beautiful comment of that. That is, the Bezen writes, there was something quite unique about the Kiyur. And that is as follows. All of the other Kalim, the Torah mentions the necessary dimensions, the dimensions of the clip. That's typically how a project starts. You start like with a job description, you start with a blueprint, and based on the scope of the project, you determine participation. Some projects are so vast, many have to participate, and some maybe are relatively small. Few can participate. That was true of every clip, with the exception of the keyer. There were no dimensions. There are no dimensions given to the keyer. So Ben Ezra, because there were no dimensions. Kadosh Baruch Hu said the size of the kiyur is going to be determined by your participation. It's like you're obligated to give truma. You can give a kernel. How much you give is absolutely up to you. The amount of the gift was completely discretionary. There wasn't a job description that required, because when it comes to that which is not mandated, that which is discretionary, that will tell you that is the greatest indicator of Shuna Diva Saleh and Avat Hashem. There's a beautiful comment the Stipler has. The Stipler points out as follows. Throughout the Torah Hashem, you have Divrei Rishut. You have discretionary act. Why is that necessary? Shachar is Semincha, the Tfilas Chova. Mariv is Irishut. A Karban Chatzis, a Karban Hashem is a Chova, an Olas Nadava, Shami Nadava is a Rishut. Truma, true, you have to give Truma, but what you give, Chitachas, Boteres, discretion. Why is the Torah contain that which is discretion? Couldn't one argue as follows? This is really important. If it's really important to Daven Maariv, what the Torah demands, that you don't honor it. If it's not that important, so, okay, so why is it necessary? Why do you have to have partials that are diverse? So the science are right. So the Torah wants to cultivate, the Torah wants to develop a true sense of Avat Hashem. And you will never develop Avat Hashem if a person only does that which is meant. That will not cultivate out. No? It's Shkar Onesh. If everything is a chovah, and you recognize if you don't do it, there'll be a repercussion. So how is your doing indicate in any shape or form, any measure of Avat Hashem? Avat Hashem is indicated when a person goes above and beyond. It's not mandated. The fact that you opt in, the fact that you go beyond, that is for no other reason than Amida Sa'ava. And when a person is that inspired with the same passion, enthusiasm, commitment, that sheds incredible light on Tfilas Shacharis and Mincha. That's the indicator that you're not just doing it because you must, but rather because of a relationship, because of a midah, Ava. You cannot cultivate and generate Ava Hashem merely doing that which you must. So therefore, it wouldn't be enough for the Torah just to have a parsha of Korban Chol, or for the Torah simply to have Meiser, where Meiser is so demarcated. You can't give more, you can't give less. Now, the Torah has to have an institution of Truma, where, you know what, it really is up to you. The Torah has to have in the Mishkan Hashem a kli that is free of any dimension, where, you know what, it really is completely up to you in terms of what the size and the shape and the beauty and the splendor of this kli is going to be. And when Knesset Yisrael comes forward to contribute to such a kli, so the response is Chaviv and alive and Hakol. Now that was the Midas Ahava. That was the Hisnatus L'Shem Shamayim. You know, people could scoff, and bottom line, like, how much was the cure worth, though? But, Klapei Shemaya, that was Chavim Olai Al HaKol. No avoda could be done without the cure, no? And if there is any distension, and a process is necessary in order to secure Shalom, like the Meisota, not surprising that it's going to be the Meikior, that is going to be that tool, that catalyst, to bring an appropriate sense of Shalom and Ahava, because that's what the Kiyah represents, an essential component to Avodah Hashem. When a person is able to come forward when no one mandates, when a person is able to come forward, right, even though a person is ill-trained and not experienced, and rationally there's no way a person could perform this particular task, but nonetheless, the equally of the Darkei Hashem, an important yisod. Now, Chaim Shalevich, to conclude things, just a beautiful raya to the environment that Thomas said, you know, the Gemara speaks about the Gevura of Moshe Rabbein, because in Parshat Pekudei, the Torah describes that Moshe, I think, was single-handedly. But Yifros, no, he spread out the urea. No, Moshe, I think, was single-handedly, right? By Yosem as a Krushim, he erected the Krushim. This would take a team. No, Moshe, I think, did it so himself. The Rosh writes that Moshe, I think, was able to erect the Krushim. That was an indicator of the great, great, great Gemara. Or similarly, the Medrash writes in Parshas Balosta that, you know, when the Levim were consecrated, it was necessary to literally it meant that Aaron had to pick up every Levi and wave him as you would wave a mincha. That's a pretty heavy job description, no? 22,000 Levim in a single day. It's unbelievable. That's the Medrash right. You see the Gevura of Aaron HaKohen. Now these are Herculean efforts. Now that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to erect Krushim and Aaron HaKohen is a simple question. This is the Marshal. Right? You know, all of this was an ace. Like, all of this was an ace. Hukam HaMishkan, the Medrash writes, Hukam HaMeileh, it kind of happened by itself, no? Rabbi Abba Chaya writes, Hanafas Avadim was an absolute nace. It was humanly impossible. It was an ace. Okay, it was an ace. But the following, if it's an ace, how is it an indicator of the Gevura of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron? Why is it such an indicator? No, that if it's such an ace, no? Here, Moshe Rabbeinu waves a stick and all of a sudden the sea splits. No, sorry. That's Gevura Hashem. That's not the Gevura of Moshe Rabbeinu. No, it's not something he did. Why is that considered to be, you know? So Rav Shlomo is right. That's exactly the answer. You know, you're told to do something which is impossible. So how do you respond? How do you respond, Ezra? Do you respond vague, believe, or do you respond and say, hey, this isn't going to happen? No. The Gevura was the willingness of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron Cohen to do that which is impossible. That which is impossible. Moshe Rabbeinu told to erect the crush, erect the basha, maybe thousands and thousands of times. No, okay. Kadosh Baruch Hu says you do. That takes a measure of Gevura, an inner strength, to be able to embark on a mission when the result is impossible. No? And all of a sudden you do so. And you sit and it happens. No? That's not an exception. That's a mission statement. That's a rule in life. No? That you do what you have to do. And leave the results to Kadosh Baruch Hu. If it's an appropriate tefillah, it will happen. And if it doesn't, then it will not happen. If you think you control the Torah, that is a breach of Kochi Votsu Adonai. This is not something you control. You control the Yishtadu. Right? If a Kadosh Baruch Hu says the Yishtadu, the Yishtadu, all of a sudden you see miraculous things. You see Avadim who are able to construct a Mishkan Lekavu L'Tiparet. You see that Aaron HaKohen is able to perform Herculean Hanata Salavim. You see Moshe Rabbeinu is able to erect Krashim and to spread out Urias now. All of that is V'Darchei Hashem. I would just tell you, these are not exceptional. This is the rule. This is the rule of Hishtadu. The rule is, you're responsibly Mishtadu. The rule is, Mada Mitkara Tzibala Funevar, Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah is do, you do. And you must follow for Siyat HaNishma. And all of a sudden, kind of you see that miraculously, everything kind of, somehow seems to fit into place. Yagati Matsati means, is what Chaim Loshen writes, so that with all of the Yigiyah, with all of our Amimus, with all of the Yishtabu, Matsati means the Mitzvah. No? When it happens, the gift. It's something you chanced upon, it's something that you find. It's not something that necessarily you've earned. It's not something that causality dictates that if you do, then this will necessarily occur. Emun and Bitachon means that you must be Mishtadu, responsibly. But the Totsa that Hishtadu, that will be determined by HaKadosh Baruch. So that, I'll tell you, is what the Ramban suggests, that it was obvious that HaKamas HaMishkan was something that Knesset Yisrael involved themselves in because of its grace, because of Nedivot, because of graciousness, generosity, an inspired nation, because they embarked on an impossible project. But they recognize, you know, simply you do. Bezras Hashem would be zoche to immense siyata d'shmaya. I would say it was the most important lesson, right, as you conclude Sefer Shemot, to recognize that Musar Haskel of Hakamat HaMishkan is applicable, right, to every enterprise, to every challenge, to every moment of each.
Discretionary, but is there a role for this? Look at how to do it.